Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamis, who's an Israeli patriot who was forced to come to the United States, leave his home over there in Israel because, of course, of threats against his life because of his exposure of the degree of corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government. Well, Barry, of course, fortunately, keeps us abreast of what's going on over in Israel. His articles, his information is certainly circulated throughout the world, but we like to think we get it early here at Radio Liberty, and we can bring you, a first-hand view of what's really going on in the Near East and the Middle East and what is about to happen. Barry, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Always glad, and I'll tell you, whatever is happening in Israel, which I happen to, over the years, have made enough contacts and witnesses to provide a more truthful explanation of lots of things. But right now I'm in Florida, living in on the beach. You're aware of Neville Schultz's novel On the Beach.
Oh yes, that's where they went after the nuclear attack. Right, go ahead.
Well, that's when the whole world was not evaporated. They were just radiated and killed, and the cloud just went around the world, knocking out all people. And in the end, all that was left was Australia. And one by one, the characters in Australia start getting radiation poisoning and dying off, and then that's it. There's no more people in the world. That's how Florida is feeling. And frankly, it's not just Florida, but Florida is really going to be swamped badly with this oil.
Well, now, basically, are you on the East Coast or the West Coast?
I'm on the East Coast.
Okay.
But it really doesn't matter because, first of all, in my memory, do not recall such a consistent display of, it's beyond tragedy. It's really going to destroy the United States, this oil business.
Well, I know I had a call from a friend of mine just this morning who lives in Florida, was asking about buying property up in Napa Valley because of his concern about what's going to happen to Florida as a result of the ecological damage from the oil leak. Go right ahead.
The damage has already started.
Well, tell us, but where you are, if you're on the East Coast.
I'm in St. Augustine.
Right.
They expect the oil to get sucked into the Gulf Stream and hit us in about 6 weeks. People who bought property here, I'll tell you about my neighbors from Kansas who bought an apartment, and they know that now it was not such a a good investment. They were going to rent it to tourists, but the tourists have stopped coming.
Are they really even over? But of course, really, the beaches at the present time are pristine, but you figure about 6 weeks, the oil will be there, huh?
If British Petroleum, after 2 months, can't come up with a solution, I think you should get ready for an ultimate end to the story that there is no solution, and this oil is just going to keep, it's already destroyed the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shammies. Well, Barry, you'll be glad to know that today the Obama administration gave the British Petroleum 3 days to come up with a plan, and if they don't come up with a plan, they're going to give them another 3 days.
They're going to give them hell.
Right, go ahead.
You better watch out if you don't come up with a plan. You're going to get us real mad.
Right. After 48 days, why, suddenly we've given them an ultimatum. Come up with a plan in 3 days. Well, go ahead, Barry.
I'm very convinced there is no solution, and that includes drilling new, intercepting the old pipe with a new pipe and all the promises for August. I strongly suspect that the Gulf of Mexico is already a swamp, but there's a thing called a loop current, and a loop current takes all the guck floating around the Gulf, including the stuff underneath the Gulf, which is many miles long of oil. First you go into this loop current, and it takes you out to the Gulf, Gulf Stream, and then, supposedly will get the oil in 6 weeks. That's the prediction, the computer prediction. New York will get it like in 3 months. The Gulf Stream is all of, it's the whole East Coast of the United States,
sure.
Is going to be black. It's going to be real black out there. And again, I've lived in the Mediterranean, the Eastern Mediterranean, in the 80s was dreadful with tar balls. And I've lived through them. If you wear shorts or pants, you can never use them again because you can't get the oil out of them. You go home and you can't get the oil off you. We had a period there where I lived in this stuff, and I'll tell you, if the eastern coastline of the United States is swamped with tar balls and tar and oil, this country is really going to go downhill.
I think it could very well be. I think that this is we just have to wait and see. But I really cannot believe that they cannot figure out something to do, some sort of a plug that they could put in there. But go right ahead.
Well, first of all, I got to tell you the truth. Now, I've become an expert on corruption.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry's just been talking about how he's living in St. Augustine, Florida, and they're anticipating the oil will be there in about 6 weeks, and then it'll be in about 3 months, it'll be up in New York, and this could simply decimate the entire eastern coast of the United States. Of course, the wonderful fishing, the lobster, all the things that we have on the East Coast, the beautiful beaches, would simply become a remembrance of things past. Will this happen? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. Is this happened by accident? Is this happening by intent? Is this part of God's judgment upon America, the beginning of sorrows? Well, go ahead, Barry.
Well, I've been trained to cut through the crap and get to the truth. There are ways of doing it, which I've picked up over time, certain skills. But I got to tell you, I pick out subtle statements that are lies. People say certain things, like, I'm not a liar. If someone says that I'm not a liar, you can be sure he's lying. There are hints, but BP, I have never seen such blatant lies. You know, today I'm watching the spokesman, whoever he is. He was not the Hayward guy, whatever. The American government has spotted an oil blob. This thing is like 6 miles wide and 42 miles long, 3,000 feet below the surface. And the interviewer is asking the spokesman of British Petroleum to comment on this American government confirmation of underwater massive oil slicks. And he says there's no oil under the surface. And you know, the television commentator says, but we have it photographed. We people went into it. It's 3,000 feet down and it's highly toxic. And the spokesman for British Petroleum says, there's no oil under the surface. Somebody is giving you bad information. I have never heard lying like this before, that you don't even have to cut through. It's immature.
Well, you know, the old adage is, if it doesn't matter, you know, how untrue it is, if you say it often enough and convincingly enough, the majority of people will believe, at least for the time being, and this is just what they're doing, and they know what they're doing. They're intentionally confusing the American people, and people say, well, there's this gigantic oil slick, and the fella gets up there and says, no, it isn't there, you know. You must be imagining this. This is all in your head. Why, you probably think there's a conspiracy. I mean, how ridiculous, you know.
Well, this is the advice they're getting.
Right.
It's extremely bad advice. They're lying like four-year-olds. This is not a sophisticated plot to repeat a lie until people believe it. Nobody believes it. There's nobody accepting British Petroleum. That idea is not at work here. What you've got is a corporation who, for some reason, are cracking. They are simply, whoever is advising them is also cracking. British Petroleum is just telling lies, knowing their lies, and everybody knows their lies. I've never seen a situation. They are actually breaking down. They are mentally breaking apart. Someday you're going to find out that British Petroleum does not have a solution, and there's going to be oil leaking forever and ever and ever.
Well, let me tell you something even more frightening. They're talking about setting off a nuclear blast, actually dropping a nuclear blast.
I've read this.
I mean, there really are people who are thinking about this thing. And, well, it might work. Well, what happens if it doesn't work? You just unrelease this whole massive oil field. That would totally destroy the Gulf.
It's already on the way.
Well, you go ahead.
It's a matter of it'll totally destroy it in 1 minute, or it'll totally destroy it in 1 month. But either way, this is irreparable. I mean, it's beyond an incident anymore. What you have done is turned the Gulf into a swamp. Now, the extent of the oil right now, if everything was better, this oil would be going into the Gulf of Mexico, destroying beaches. Even if there was no more oil flowing into the Gulf, the damage has already been done. The Gulf is wrecked, completely wrecked, and people going out with their little shovels and their little bags, and there's 100 million gallons of oil floating around, and they think they're saving their beaches. They're about to know what being swamped is. A never-ending stream of oil. You can't just take a few, you can, I suppose, good, meaningful citizens and try and stop this oil. This is, the damage is already done. And I don't, I can't imagine anything that could save the shorelines of the eastern Gulf of Mexico. I can't think of anything. But once again, every single night you're getting more and more dead animals. And you're getting big porpoises now. You're getting birds. The whole ecology of the place is being destroyed. That, and this is, when I think of Israel, and that's of course what I have to think about, but I am living in Florida in the midst of, again, the Neville Shute book on the beach, where little by little this, the effects of the oil are starting to hit tourism and the hotels on this book, and they're expecting, it's on the news, the computer model shows it's going to hit Jacksonville, St. Augustine by the end of July. That's not good for business.
Well, who knows? By then we may not have much business. We may be having real financial problems. But you go right ahead.
Well, that's the actual life I lead. Now, what's going on in Israel is about the same sort of cover-ups from this flotilla business. Finally, there are people who have... Now, I never wrote about this. Partly because I didn't have the smoking gun on Ehud Barak. The defense minister is the one who calls the shots. This operation had to have been at least approved by Barak. At a minimum approved. And what this operation, and by the way, the maximum is what I think. I think that he was part and parcel of this plan, which he had to have approved. And he had to do it, well, he did it behind the backs of the Knesset, which is now becoming a major issue in Israel, little by little. Here's an article from Samson Blinded. I'm just going to quote it outright. I blame Barak. He blames Admiral Meron, as being behind it all. It went way higher than one admiral. It went right to Ehud Barak, and there was no way an operation of this significance could not have been approved by the Minister of Defense. And Israelis understand that in this case, he almost killed a platoon of sailors. Now here, I'm just going to quote outright, SamsonBlinded.com. When the first Marine who landed on the Marmara was attacked on the spot, Admiral Meron should have changed tactics immediately. It is hard to doubt his expertise in such simple matters, but they continued dropping the Marines with paintball guns onto a ship which was exploding with rage. I believe that is almost a direct quote from my interview last week.
All right, fine. I certainly, you were very correct in your assessment of what this was, because it really doesn't make sense. And here in the United States, why, there's tremendous outrage because an American citizen was killed on that ship, you know. But what was an American citizen doing on a Turkish ship that was trying to break an Israeli blockade of Gaza? I mean, what was the American citizen doing there? Well, he was really a Turk, you know. Apparently he had dual citizenship. He was a Turkish citizen, an American citizen, who joined this to, this was a confrontation intended to provoke violence, and it did. And the Israelis fell right into the trap, or maybe they wanted to fall into the trap, but go right ahead.
Well, let's continue. It's nice to know there's somebody reading me and quoting me. This is just word for word what I said last week. Apparently, the Marines did not receive fire cover from several helicopters right above them, despite being in mortal danger. They went with mere pistols against hundreds of armed rioters in close combat, armed with knives and axes. Now, here's the quote before the music. Someone sent the Marines to their deaths.
And who made that statement?
SamsonBlinded.com.
Well, I certainly wouldn't disagree with them at all. I think that they were sent to their deaths. And I think that then, unfortunately, there's some people who think that our military, whether it be Israeli or American, with stupid damn animals to be used for public policy, to create an issue, and they're unconcerned about the death and suffering of our brave fighters, Israeli, Americans. It's a pattern used by tyrants, and it's being used today. Go ahead, Barry.
Onward. Same.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
first really intentionally designed to create the sort of international outrage that came, and this could not have been done by accident. It was done by intent. But go right ahead.
Well, as I say, Barack stands to gain politically if, number one, he gets the peace process. Remember, Barack was prime minister, 99 to 2001. He gave the PLO the ship. He gave them half of Jerusalem. I mean, anything you could give, he gave. Now, luckily, Arafat refused him, which, if he was serious about peace, he would have accepted it. He would never get a better deal from anyone. There's no more to give. Now, Barack thinks that he was right, and if Israel is isolated, well, maybe his peace process will take over Netanyahu. And if Netanyahu gets in trouble, well, even better. The only thing is Israelis are figuring out that Barack had to be behind this fiasco, and they're starting to ask questions. And I guess he's just dumb enough not to consider the possibility that, well, people would not tackle Netanyahu, even though in theory, on principle, Netanyahu has got to authorize his Minister of Defense, Ehud Barak. The rumor is that Barak went around the Knesset. He did it by himself. Now, that's a good piece of evidence that he did it on purpose. Now, I'm going to read some questions given to the senior military analyst of Yediot Ahronot, the biggest daily paper. His name is Alex Fishman. This is on IMRA, I-M-R-A, .com. Of course, I know all these people. We're in the same little party, I guess. Now, here's his question. Question, why weren't chains or ropes used to jam the propellers of the ship? The question I asked last week, just neutralize the propellers and you've got a sitting duck in the water. Here is the answer from the military analyst. It wouldn't work. Any method that requires sending frogmen near propellers is unacceptably dangerous. Who said anything but frogmen? Where was the word frogmen in this question? You obviously shoot it out or you use nets. You don't send a frogman. This is lying. This is obfuscating. In other words, you take an irrelevant issue and you throw it in the answer and you claim you're answering the question when you're not answering the question. And let's just go on with more questions. Why were ships not simply placed to block the boat? Of course, I asked the same question last week, and here's the answer. A boat can't block another ship. The only way a ship can effectively stop another is by ramming it. Last week I said, to stop this boat from going on, you put a shell in its upper hull. You give a warning and you wait a reasonable amount of time. If it's still traveling, you shell the lower hull. And the boat starts to sink and you rescue the flotsam and jetsam. Well, he asked the question, so why not ram the boat? Now look at this answer. This is from the military analyst. We might have sunk it. This is just not reality. Sinking it would have been worse than having 9 dead civilians and Israelis with their guts torn open and their ears cut off. You sink your ship if you have to. There's something going on in the Israeli cover-up. It's not like BP. BP has simply lost its bearings. The Israelis are truly resorting to old tricks to cover up the fact that this flotilla was attacked in order to embarrass Israel and force it into the Barak peace plan and maybe get rid of Netanyahu at the same time.
Okay, well, it, obviously it was Dot that actually carried out an effort to stop the flotilla. It was carried out to embarrass Israel. There were obviously political motivations here. And I do hope at least some of the American people and people in Israel will understand that this is how you can actually manipulate public events. And, well, let's see how what develops. This is Dr. Stan back here. Of course, our guest is Barry Shamish. And Barry, I'm sure you've heard about the fact that the Iranians now are threatening to send ships flying the Red Crescent flag to join the Turkish ships that are going to try to break the embargo here within the next week or so. This is a real provocative action. Go ahead.
There's no Turkish ships. These are, Iran would say it and Turkey would say it, unless they really wanted a confrontation with the Israeli Navy, which I don't think Turkey wants. And they've got a military that would never send naval vessels on any flotilla. They're smart enough to know.
USANA's Essentials are the highest rated nutritional supplement in the world.
I hear this rumor.
Far more than a multivitamin, the Essentials deliver all 13 vitamins, 12 minerals, trace minerals, and over 20 different antioxidants. This is the most comprehensive range of critical cellular nutrition
your
body needs for day-to-day energy and long-term
health.
Two world-class supplements make up the Essentials. Mega antioxidant and chelated mineral. Working together, these two supplements provide the building blocks that drive cellular biochemistry in the body to promote optimal health. Mega antioxidant provides your body with a complete profile of essential vitamins and antioxidants. It supports critical body systems of heart, bone, muscle, brain, digestive, and many more. Mega antioxidant also helps maintain a healthy immune system and keeps you feeling younger with increased energy and vitality. Finally, Mega antioxidant offers advanced protection against one of the biggest threats to your health. Oxidative damage. This is the wear and tear on your tissues and cells as you produce and expend energy. Oxidative damage can be greatly increased by a toxic environment. Antioxidants neutralize oxidation, defending your cells and fighting premature aging. Mega antioxidant delivers unparalleled antioxidant protection. Chelated mineral provides a broad spectrum of essential minerals that your body needs to carry out thousands of health-supporting processes. It also helps convert carbohydrates, fats, and proteins into energy, as well as supporting bone, joint, and dental health. Chelated mineral helps maintain long-term health and well-being.
Literally thousands of scientific studies show the benefits of the nutrients in USANA's essentials. Vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants are fundamental to the health and well-being of the human body. The USDA has reported that most people don't receive even the most basic levels of select nutrients from the food they eat. The best and most cost-effective way to maintain your health is to take a proactive approach to your health. Cellular nutrition is a foundation of prevention.
Why is USANA's Essentials rated the highest in the world? What makes this product different? A simple comparison of ingredients shows how the Essentials are in a class of their own. But more importantly, you can see the real Essentials difference in terms of the actual impact inside your body. Side-by-side comparisons show the nutrient and antioxidant levels in the blood before and after taking the Essentials versus other popular products.
And you'll find that downloading them is e-books.
But USADA understands that creating an effective nutritional supplement isn't about packing a bunch of ingredients into a pill. It's about results. USADA's advanced formulas combine the right ingredients in the right amounts so that the nutrients can work in synergy inside your cells.
In grander detail than you can from a radio interview.
The power of many nutrients is unlocked by other nutrients. And if they aren't there in the right amounts, your body can't take full advantage of them. For example, alpha-lipoic acid can increase or maintain the levels of other antioxidants, such as vitamin C and E. Without vitamin D, magnesium, and other key nutrients, the body can't properly use calcium to build healthy bones and teeth. The effectiveness of many other nutrients depends on the overall nutrient balance in your body.
In addition to the purity, bioavailability, and quality standards that set all USADA products apart, USADA is well known for being the first to put the latest scientific research into its products.
It's just bluster. Try and imagine Obama.
One of nature's most powerful antioxidants is locked inside the heart of the olive. And USADA scientists have developed and patented a process to extract this powerful antioxidant complex. Olivol is exclusive to USADA products. Recent reports show that populations around the world are suffering from vitamin D deficiency. The problem is widespread and increasing, with potentially severe repercussions for bone fracture rates and overall health. In addition to being critical to the formation and health of bones, vitamin D supports cardiovascular health and is essential for robust and balanced immune function. The current recommendation of vitamin D per day may not be enough to prevent vitamin D deficiency. With Mega Antioxidant, USADA is leading by raising vitamin D levels to a maximum strength.
The essentials provide the most complete, advanced, and effective foundation of nutrition your cells need. To feel your best, choose the best. And for even more convenience, USADA has created Health Pack. Perhaps the biggest obstacle in getting the nutrition you need is not taking your nutritional supplements on a regular basis. Your cells are working 24 hours a day, every day, which means they need a consistent supply of essential nutrients. With Health Pack, you can be sure you're getting comprehensive nutrition in convenient AM and PM packs you can take with you. The core of Health Pack is a complete dose of USADA's essentials for the world's highest rated vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant support. Health Pack adds two more powerful supplements for long-term health, Active Calcium and AO Booster. Active Calcium was designed to complement the essentials with a formula specifically for bone and muscle health. Combined with vitamin D3, vitamin K, magnesium, boron, and silicon, the calcium goes to work building your body and defending against osteoporosis.
In addition to maintaining healthy bones, calcium is critical to nerve function, muscle contraction, blood clotting, cell division, and electrical conduction in the heart. Magnesium is vital for a wide range of biochemical and physiological functions, from promoting healthy muscle function to supporting cardiovascular health. Silicon, vitamin D, and vitamin K are all part of healthy bone formation and strength.
AO Booster is the ultimate antioxidant addition to the essentials, providing nutrients to protect against the toxins and stresses attacking you all day. AO Booster combines three of nature's most powerful antioxidants, resveratrol, alpha-lipoic acid, and grapeseed extract.
Resveratrol is a unique and extremely powerful phytonutrient with many health benefits. It supports cardiovascular health, balanced liver function, and aids the body in eliminating damaging toxins. It provides an extra dimension of antioxidant protection and boosts the activity of many other important nutrients. Science has revealed resveratrol may be one of the secrets behind the centuries-old mystery called the French paradox. The French people have an unusually high degree of healthy cardiovascular function. The daily dose of resveratrol in AO Booster is equivalent to the amount found in 5 bottles of red wine.
With the complete spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants from the essentials, plus added protection and convenience, Health Pack is an ideal way to fit comprehensive nutrition into a busy life. Ask yourself, what is your health worth to you? Don't settle for inferior, incomplete products. Use the supplement rated highest in the world. USANA's Essentials and Health Pack deliver the ultimate in complete and balanced cellular nutrition. Experience the difference.
His building was full of explosives, engineered to bring down the building perfectly straight down. How did he know that? Now, this is so obvious. You just explain that. One little fact, and even the most extreme pro-American advocates of the Islamic theory are stunned. Now, why did he do that? I'll tell you why. He did it because United Air Flight 93 somehow got felled over Pennsylvania. I don't know why there's a ridiculous myth has been promulgated that the men of the plane took matters into their own hands and said, let's roll, boys, and it was all caught on a cell phone, and it was a ridiculous, ridiculous story they made up, but it doesn't matter. Flight 93 was supposed to hit Building 7. Or else the building wouldn't have been filled with explosives. Now, you have to imagine you're the owner of the building, Larry Silverstein, and it's 5 in the afternoon, and fire marshals are going through these buildings, and they're about to discover all the explosives, which would have blown 9/11 sky high. They brought down the building that Flight 93 was supposed to crash into. They brought it down, what Larry Silverstein said on PBS, because it was on fire. So there's the excuse. The building was on fire, so we brought it down. How did he know the building was filled with munitions to bring down a building in a perfectly controlled demolition?
Well, you know, you remarked that you didn't want to believe that. And, you know, I remember myself, I didn't want to believe that. I just did not want to believe that. It took me, a year or two, you know, before I finally just kept watching pictures of Building 7 come down and realized it was a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, the others were. But, you know, if you don't want to believe something, it's awfully hard to change your mind, you know. But yeah, if you've got to be honest, you're going to have to do it. And I'm so glad that you've come forward and said what you've said, and especially about Silverstein's involvement, because, of course, people say, he's just saying that because he's anti-Semitic. But I don't think anybody will accuse you of being that. Go ahead.
No, this isn't even journalism. This is not even discovering anything, leading sources. The story makes no sense. It's that simple. And yet, for all these organizations, and I spoke before them once in New York as well, who are trying to get to the truth of 9/11, they can't simplify issues. They can't simply, what I just said in a public forum, everyone would draw the same conclusion. The story doesn't make sense. But they just go off with physics and how come Building 2 fell first when it was hit second and all this kind of, that's not what the American people want to listen to. I just gave what the American people will listen to in 1 minute. And that's Building 7. Now, we're back to the fact that this imam who backed the flotilla to Gaza also is the primary mover of this mosque, this 13-story mosque at the World Trade Center. What that means, I mean, it's a connect-the-dots what is in common between this one and that one, what's in common, well, it's just going against reason and trying to incite, and that's what he's doing. Now, again, you have to look at the American involvement in all this stuff, and that's not easy, again, not just 9/11. And, of course, 9/11 led immediately to American troops in Afghanistan, followed after Colin Powell's litany of lies at the United Nations to go into Iraq. I mean, America simply wanted to get in the Middle East, and they did it after 9/11. I mean, this is Pearl Harbor. It's as simple as that. They had some agenda in the Middle East, and 9/11 allowed them to send their armies into the Middle East. Now, it's not even a sense that America's involved, and the Muslims, well, they're hardly innocent people, but they're not involved with everything. But here is the American involvement in this flotilla disaster. Now, this comes straight from the Jerusalem Post. Israel wanted to keep the Turks who attacked their soldiers, the protesters who shot, cut up, mangled their soldiers, they wanted to keep them. As any sane nation would want, a crime was committed, they go on trial. And they had the soldiers in lineups, and they identify them, but suddenly Israel decides to send a lot home, and we find out why from Turkey's deputy undersecretary for public diplomacy. Wow, that's some title. His name is Selim Yenel, and this comes directly from the Jerusalem Post. Not really a source of scoops, but nonetheless, he revealed to the Post that the United States leaned on Israel to facilitate, more quote, to facilitate the speedy release of more than 400 Turkish citizens whom the IDF took into custody and so on and so forth. The United States, again, nobody knows this, and it's ridiculous. The United States sided with the Turkish terrorists on the ship and got them sent back before Israel had a chance to deal a little justice for their actions. Yes, the United States had a direct role in this flotilla business. Well, I mean, what can you say? It's none of America's business if Israel questions people who attack their soldiers. But the United States leaned on Israel in that, and Israel can't do that.
Well, there is much more here than meets the eye, and you have to ask where this Turkish fellow who wants to build a mosque in New York and who wants to actually finance this flotilla, where does he get his money? And there's another fellow named Gulen who's living in Pennsylvania with multiple billions of dollars. And he worked for the CIA for many years. And he's the one, of course, who changed the government there in Israel and put the radical Islamists into the position of president and vice president. I mean, you always have to follow the money. And I think we followed the money. We might very well understand why the United States wanted those Turks released.
They knew about this operation. The American military intelligence was watching this very, very closely, and they knew what was coming. And I'm going back on myself. They knew what was coming because Ehud Barak promised them a bungled operation, and they got exactly what Barak and the Americans agreed on to screw up the Netanyahu government and to bring in the peace plan of Ehud Barak eventually. This is not sophisticated politics. It's just having a tremendous advantage over the people. You're doing this nasty stuff and against the Israeli people, and they simply don't believe it. because they wouldn't do it to you.
Sure. Well, we have the same thing here in the United States. Our citizens don't believe that the government would do the things it's doing. But it's not really our government. It's the dark side. This is what I call the invisible government of the United States. And you have an invisible government there in Israel that doesn't represent the people or the democratic state of Israel, but represents special interests, and they operate separately outside of the law. But many times they have the people in key positions.
Well, you don't have one government, and that's the issue. When you bring, look, how Barack even got into this government was, for me, predictable. Labor doesn't go away, and Netanyahu, who had a 68% right religious victory, brought in 8% labor into his government and ignored the religious parties. Why? Why would he do that? Now, inside the government, you've got Barack betraying him and doing things behind the Knesset's back. And that's, it's not a government. They're not, it's not one for all and all for one. Far from it. You, within your government, you've got people chopping away at the foundations, on a daily, nonstop basis. One, Barack is, well, simply trying to bring down Netanyahu from within the government, and that's why, well, Netanyahu was forced to take him in by, again, there are people who are manipulating the whole story.
I'm sure there are, and I'm sure that we are on the verge of some very serious complications there in the Near East, and my fear is that the war is coming. I believe that the Iranians are going to carry out a provocative action as far as bringing their ships in to join the flotilla to break the Israeli boycott of the certainly I shudder when I think of the implications of what's taking place and will take place within the next month or two. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Barry, you go right ahead.
Again, just to just so you understand, there's not going to be an Iranian-Turkish flotilla.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products.
USANA's essentials are the highest rated nutritional supplement in the world. Far more than a multivitamin, the essentials deliver all 13 vitamins, 12 minerals, trace minerals, and over 20 different antioxidants. This is the most comprehensive range of critical cellular nutrition your body needs for day-to-day energy and long-term health. Two world-class supplements make up the essentials, Mega Antioxidant and chelated mineral. Working together, these two supplements provide the building blocks that drive cellular biochemistry in the body to promote optimal health.
What did I come in this room
Mega
for?
Mega Antioxidant provides your body with a complete
a common
profile
condition
of
called
essential
age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember
heart,
and
bone,
think clearly.
Muscle,
and
brain,
Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages,
Mega
even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause.
Increased energy
brain inflammation
and
may also cause depression
finally,
and insomnia.
Mega Antioxidant
but there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients,
oxidative
brain
damage.
Inflammation and its
this
damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
1-800-SPECIAL. That your body needs to carry out thousands of health supporting processes. It also helps convert carbohydrates, fats, and proteins into energy, as well as supporting bone, joint, and dental health. Chelated mineral helps maintain long-term health and well-being.
See how this whole scenario plays
literally
out.
Thousands of scientific studies show the benefits of the nutrients in USANA's essentials. Vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants are fundamental to the health and well-being of the human body. The USDA has reported that most people don't receive even the most basic levels of select nutrients from the food they eat. The best and most cost-effective way to maintain your health is to take a proactive approach to your health. Cellular nutrition is a foundation of prevention.
Why is USANA's Essentials rated the highest in the world? What makes this product different? A simple comparison of ingredients shows how the essentials are in a class of their own. But more importantly, you can see the real essentials difference in terms of the actual impact inside your body. Side-by-side comparisons show the nutrient and antioxidant levels in the blood before and after taking the essentials versus other popular products. But USANA understands that creating an effective nutritional supplement isn't about packing a bunch of ingredients into a pill. It's about results. USANA's advanced formulas combine the right ingredients in the right amounts so that the nutrients can work in synergy inside your cells.
DVD, this talk.
The power of many nutrients is unlocked by other nutrients. And if they aren't there in the right amounts, your body can't take full advantage of them. For example, alpha-lipoic acid can increase or maintain the levels of other antioxidants, such as vitamin C and E. Without vitamin D, magnesium, and other key nutrients, the body can't properly use calcium to build healthy bones and teeth. The effectiveness of many other nutrients depends on the overall nutrient balance in your body.
In addition to the purity, bioavailability, and quality standards that set all USANA products apart, USANA is well known for being the first to put the latest scientific research into its products.
Scroll down to videos on the web. Scroll down to the bottom
one
of that page.
One of nature's most powerful antioxidants is locked inside the heart of
notice
the olive.
How the center of the
and
building
USANA scientists have developed
first,
and patented a process to extract this powerful antioxidant complex.
And then you destroy
olive
the
oil is exclusive to USANA
destroyed.
Products. Recent reports show that populations around the world are suffering from vitamin D deficiency. The problem is widespread and increasing, with potentially severe repercussions for bone fracture rates and overall health. In addition to being critical to the formation and health of bones, vitamin D supports cardiovascular health and is essential for robust and balanced immune function. The current recommendation of vitamin D per day may not be enough to prevent vitamin D deficiency. With Mega Antioxidant, USANA is leading by raising vitamin D levels to a maximum strength.
Sergeant Laura Chavez disappeared.
The essentials provide the most complete, advanced, and effective foundation of nutrition your cells need.
Go up on the internet and look at Laura Chavez,
And for even more convenience, USANA has created Health Pack. Perhaps the biggest obstacle in getting the nutrition you need is not taking your nutritional supplements on a regular basis.
How many
your cells are working 24 hours a day, every day, which means they need a consistent supply of essential nutrients.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is disinformation.
With Health Pack, You can be sure you're getting comprehensive nutrition in convenient AM and PM packs you can take with you. The Core of Health Pack is a complete dose of USANA's essentials for the world's highest rated vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant support. Health Pack adds two more powerful supplements for long-term health. Active Calcium and AO Booster. Active Calcium was designed to complement the essentials with a formula specifically for bone and muscle health. Combined with vitamin D3, vitamin K, magnesium, boron, and silicon, the calcium goes to work building your body and defending against osteoporosis.
Do you think they'd be concerned if you
in addition to maintaining healthy bones, calcium is critical to nerve function, muscle contraction.